thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 9 and verses 5 to 6. The Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty. Now, what a necessary word this is. At this juncture with Amos preaching, prophesying to Israel. But what a necessary word it is for us in our generation. We're living in the time, in the culture in the world, the culture of man, the elevation of man. Man is the great wonder. But my friend, it's not just true in the world. Alas, it's true in the churches too. This is the culture, this is the age, this is the zenith of man. Man is so much in the driving seat today. We need to be reminded, as Amos did here, in the name of God, and God through Amos, reminded Israel that it is the Lord Almighty. What do I mean? Well, Amos has been warning these people. He's been telling them very plainly that they're going to go into judgment, into captivity. He's told them the devastation that's come upon them. He's told them why. He's preached to them. He's prophesied to them. But they need to be reminded. It's not just the words of Amos. He hasn't gone to the books and cooked up a nice sermon. He hasn't gone and got his 25 points all written out on his PowerPoint. He's come fresh, hot foot, from God. Remember how the prophecy opens? The Lord roars from Zion. And this is the word that Amos is empowered, moved to give here. Verse 5. Chapter 9, verse 5. The Lord Almighty, he who touches the earth and it melts, and all who live in it mourn. The whole land rises like the Nile, then sinks like the river of Egypt. He who builds his lofty palace in the heavens and sets his foundations on the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land. The Lord is his name, and this is the God I'm preaching for. This is his word, and this is the God you have to deal with. This is not a threat. It's certainly not an idle threat. You're facing and have to face the sovereign God. And the sovereign God is addressing his people, Israel, in the most solemn terms. Some of the illustrations here are not easy. But the main point stands out a mile. God, he is all. And the Lord is his name. The Almighty God, the person of God, the power of God. Oh, my friend, we think we deal with men. We think men can do it. We have our men who can preach. We have our men who can do this, my friend. Not by might, not by power, not by men, not by schemes, not by plans, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Unbeliever, you don't have to face men. What do you do? But you have to face God. God you have to face. The clever atheists who deny the presence of God will have to face him and acknowledge him in his greatness and his glory, and especially bow the knee to Christ and confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. Let Isaac Watts bring this little discourse on the brief thoughts on Amos to a close. Up to the Lord that reigns on high and views the nations from afar, let everlasting praises fly and tell how large his bounties are. He that can shake the worlds he made, or with his word, or with his rod, his goodness, how amazing great, and what a condescending God. God that must stoop to view the skies and see what angels do. Down to our earth he casts his eyes and bends his footsteps downward too. He overrules all mortal things and manages our mean affairs. On humble souls the King of Kings bestows his counsels and his cares. Our sorrows and our tears we pour into the bosom of our God. He hears us in the mournful hour and helps us bear the heavy load. Oh, could our thankful hearts devise a tribute equal to thy grace? To the third heavens our song should rise and teach the golden harps thy praise. The Lord is his name. Unbeliever, believer, hear it. And may we all live upon it and die upon it and enter glory in the assurance of it. The Lord Almighty is his name.